This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Policymakers across the world have been debating whether and how to end pandemic-era support measures amid rising inflation. That's due mostly to supply chain bottlenecks caused by surging demand after pandemic lockdowns were lifted. Today, many believe the Fed will begin paring back its crisis-era bond-buying program, and tomorrow the Bank of England is on deck. It's under mounting pressure to start raising interest rates to try to tame rising prices. We traveled to a farm in Norfolk, a county on England's eastern coast, to find out how big a problem inflation really is here. Bright orange carrots are falling off a production line at an Alfred G. Pierce factory. The 50-year-old company is the nation's leading vegetable producer for prepared foods. That means these carrots will wind up in packs of pre-made salad, stir-fry meals, or in cans of pickles sold at grocery stores or served in restaurants. But times here are tough.
We've got a huge amount of challenges that all come along at once, starting off with Brexit, labour shortages, haulage crisis, and that's before we even get to COVID.
Jack Pierce is AGP's business development manager, and he's part of the third generation of this family business.
At some point, we're going to have a large increase in our energy bills, and that will have a fairly significant impact to our margins. We're having to put our pay rates to retain and attract in staff. Our haulage rates went up overnight, and that's before we start talking about growing input costs of fertilizer, seed. We're just seeing inflation everywhere.
He says he's trying not to increase costs on his clients, but he might have to if the pressures don't ease. AGP certainly isn't alone. Ian Wright, the boss of the UK's Food and Drink Federation, appeared in Parliament a few weeks ago with his own warning.
In hospitality, which is a precursor of retail, inflation is currently running somewhere between 14 and 18%. That is terrifying.
All of this threatens to feed through to everyday shoppers who already paid prices this September that were 3.1% higher than they were a year ago. Brexit-induced labor issues and pandemic supply chain problems are one component.
Then there's also quite strong demand, and therefore the economy is relatively hot, and that causes prices to go up as well. And that's probably the area where the Bank of England is more concerned about.
That's Yael Selfin, chief economist at KPMG, who says the big question is when the bank will act. Governor Andrew Bailey and nine other Monetary Policy Committee members have expressed worries about rising inflation and the need to contain it. But two others say there's little the central bank can do because problems are mostly due to shortages caused by surging demand as global economies restarted from their pandemic shutdowns.
Monetary policy normally takes a lag, and therefore central banks tend to target medium-term inflation rather than the short-term volatility. And given that a lot of this is going to be eased by potentially the end of next year, there's less room for the UK central bank to intervene, especially aggressively at this stage.
She said a rate rise, if not this week, could come early next year. But for companies like Jack Pierce's, inflation is a problem now.
I wish I had a crystal ball. I like to think that some of what we're seeing will ease off, you know, in terms of energy prices and things like that. But we live in a free market economy, the last time I checked. And it's very Darwinistic. The fittest businesses over the next 3 to 5 years will survive, and those that don't won't be here.
For him, analyzing labor, energy, and input costs are crucial to ensuring the business survives for the next generation.